What do you think sparked you to go out on your own versus continuing to work for one of the big firms?
Getting fired. I was always kind of an independent, a little bit rowdy kind of person. And so I don't think I fit very well into companies. And I had a boss. He was a good guy, but like we got drunk on New Year's Eve and I punched him. And we, you know, I mean, it was kind of not, didn't fit well. So I got fired. And that was one of the best things that happened to me. The clients of the firm that I worked for, the brokerage firm, liked dealing with me. So they paid for advice, and it was great because I could then be on my own and do the things I loved and make my own path.
So is that when you founded Bridgewater Associates?
Yeah, 1975. I graduated from school 1973, and then I had the job for about 2 years, two jobs. And then I started Bridgewater. When I say started Bridgewater, it was at a two-bedroom apartment. I had a roommate who was in the other bedroom, and he moved out. So I put our office in that two-bedroom apartment, and I kept playing the game.